have another game for you because, you know, this is what happened. When we ask guests, we go, hey, you're going to come on the show and we'd love to play a game with you. What are you into? You said Brady Bunch.
I did say Brady Bunch because when we were growing up, my two sisters, we had a station called Channel 56 that would rerun the Brady Bunch, I think twice a day, like back to back. And so we would have to watch it every day.
Tracy, did you watch a lot of Brady Bunch because you liked it?
Yeah, I don't know why. I watched that. Yeah. I watched Gilligan's Island. I watched Partridge
Now,
Family.
Gilligan's Island is a very problematic show because I don't understand why anyone thought that People in Quicksand was funny.
Oh, that was everything. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, a few times a week, somebody would fall in quicksand.
Yeah.
So we're putting your Brady Bunch knowledge to the test in a true-false game called A Very Brady Trivia Sequel. Our listeners may remember we recently played a Brady Bunch game with John Early. Who knew the subject would come up again so soon?
There you go.
Okay, Tracy, the first one is for you. True or false? Ann B. Davis, who played Alice the housekeeper, has an identical twin sister.
She has a twin. And did you mean in real life or on the show?
In real life.
True.
True is correct. Yes. And they did have a episode that featured Alice's identical cousin, Emma, but that character actually was also played
by Ann B. Davis.
I guess because her twin didn't go
maybe
to
she couldn't
school.
Act.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. All right, Keith, this one is for you. The
no
dad,
no
Mike
pressure.
Brady,
yep.
does not appear in the final episode of The Brady Bunch because actor Robert Reed objected to the episode's implausible storyline about a bottle of hair tonic that turns Greg's hair bright orange. True or false?
I would say false.
It's true.
Are you serious?
Tracy is right. It is absolutely true.
All right.
Yeah. How did you know that, Tracy?
Yeah. How'd you know?
I am a pile of useless information right here.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Paying off in a big way.
All right, Tracy. The oldest brother, Greg's role was reduced in a season 4 episode when actor Barry Williams arrived to the set completely stoned. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
It's true.
Whoa.
Yeah, Williams totally admits to this. He says that it was his day off, but he was suddenly called back for reshoots.
Wow.
I mean, who among us?
Yeah. You know.
Oh, there's the cuckoo clock.
There's the cuckoo clock.
And you know what that sound means. It's time for your last question.
Exactly.
Keith, this is for you. The youngest brother, Bobby Brady, was played by Mike Lookinland. And Mike Lookinland's son played Mike Lookinland in a TV movie about the making of the Brady Bunch.
No. He didn't, because wouldn't they have to dye his hair blonde like they did Mike Lookinland, who was blonde in the original one?
That's going to stop things? That's going to stop things in Hollywood?
Plausibility is going to stop this?
Okay. It's true.
You are right. I begrudgingly give you the point. It is true.
Okay.
Just for the record, they dyed Mike Lookinland's hair brown. He was already blonde.
Oh, he was blonde and they dyed it.
Yeah, he was blonde. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. He's blonde and they had to do
just check.
Brown. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with that I won. I'm hoping.
She did win.
Thank you.
I don't know what I'm going to tell my kids, but, you know, Auntie Tracy won.
I think you can say that you won the first game and Auntie Tracy won the second game.
Oh, that's a great way of saying it.
That's reasonable.
I was very impressed with the first game. I think that's so cool that you knew what it is that you've been doing for
years. There you go.
Wow.
It's a real backhanded compliment right there.
Thank you so much for joining us, Keith Knight, Tracy Knight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Keith's new show, Woke, is streaming on Hulu. After the break, we are so excited. RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan is here, and he'll play a game that we've been looking forward to for a long time. It's called Is It a Lizard with RZA? I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.